The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton rolled down Manhattan and the rest of the boroughs to some easy wins, and of course outside of the island, all over New York. In New York State presidential nominating contest, oh, what a Tuesday it certainly was. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right from the get-go, we have one of my favorites, Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, to really put this in perspective for us. Bob, big wins for Trump and Clinton in New York. What does it mean?
Well, Kate, nice to be with you. And this is a biggie. Tonight is seriously a turning point. Of course, Trump won big. If you look at what's ahead, this is going to be a Trump April month. This is giving me momentum. By the way, he didn't say Lion Ted tonight. He said Senator Cruz. You kind
wow.
of a new Trump. Plus, he reshuffled the campaign. He didn't fire Lewandowski. Lewandowski got through the worst of things, but he's rearranged the deck and he's hired some experts. He's just hired Don McGahn, who is an old guy around the Republican National Committee, et cetera. They're going into convention mode. So he's restructured his campaign. He didn't do what candidates do. He's got a campaign problem. It all falls apart. He just moved through it. And that's an important point. What's ahead for him? New Jersey, West Virginia. Okay. I can't see a Cruz victory. Here's the bottom line of this entire ball game. California. Oh, that's where the gold is. Because if he comes out of California and he's got a nice win, he's getting, you know, into a large vote, I think he walks into convention potentially at 1237, but more likely at, let's say, 1175, all right? And he
right.
needs 1237. What is his first book, The Art of the Deal? That's where he cuts some deals, and he may actually make first round because he cuts some deals with delegates that are freed up at that point in time. If he doesn't, he's still ahead in the ballgame. Now, I'm not saying, Kate, it's done, but wow, what a turn this has taken. And Ted Cruz, look, John Kasich beat him in New York tonight. Remember Cruz said, hey, if you give me one-on-one, what do I do? Well, you know, John Kasich beat him.
Yeah.
Now, on to Hillary Clinton. This is a whole different dynamic. Sure, she won. She won big. Bernie's not going to stop. Bernie Sanders is not going to quit.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders is going to go all the way to the convention. So what does that mean? He'll have influence, right?
Well, he will, but here's the big part, I think, of this of the whole Clinton-Sanders thing. Tonight, the Clinton campaign said, he has to decide, is he going to act like a Republican, you know, doing these saying these things against Hillary Clinton? But Bernie's got a movement behind him that he just can't stop. And so I think it is going to be, I don't think he's going to get the nomination. I think Hillary Clinton really has to have a heart-to-heart with herself and decide how she reacts to Bernie Sanders, because if Bernie Sanders people stay home, and it's Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, or John Kasich, either one of those three are going to be president of the United States against Hillary if Bernie's people stay home. So this is, to me, more important of how Hillary Clinton approaches all of this versus what states she wins from here on out.
Yeah, interesting. You know, they did an exit poll, 72% of, which they always do, 72% of the New York Republicans want the primary winner as the nominee. That's what they're saying.
Right, exactly.
Not surprising.
And for Trump, like I said, this takes, you know, a completely different look now to it. And Ted Cruz will have a okay, you know, Ted Cruz is banking now on Indiana in May. You know, he's banking on Washington State, very conservative. Let's give Washington State and Indiana to him. There is still California where, I don't know, I can't imagine Ted Cruz beating Donald Trump in California. They're just not that type of Republicans out there.
Here's a couple of interesting comments that were heard around the water cooler, we'll say, or outside of the balloting. Trump Jr. said the delegate system feels like communist China, while Congressman Pete King said, I'll take cyanide if Cruz is nominated. What do you think?
I know Pete. I know Congressman King well. He might not take cyanide, but he might, you know, try to throw a punch at Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz just has some enemies. I don't think this is done, but wow, you know, the delegate system, and I know Trump's upset with Wyoming, et cetera, but he will move on now because Insight is a good April, and he California, that's it. California has got to be the Trump fixation because that is what is going to take him into that convention.
Yeah, boy, it's really interesting. And here's the big question. Do you think because of everything that's happened that we've talked about now for the last couple of years, let's face it, do you think we're going to see a super big turnout on Election Day in November?
You know, what I'm hearing from all of my friends both sides is I'm not going to vote. No, I'm not going to vote. I think it's going to be huge, to quote Trump. I think it's going to be a major turnout. I don't believe people saying, well, you know, if Trump's the nominee, I don't vote, or if Hillary's the nominee, I don't vote. I think at the end of all of this, the level of maybe disgust is going to be great, but the level of turnout, I think, will be large because people are going to want to stop one of the other, depending on who's running against each other.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you. In the meantime, back in Washington, you know, it's politics as usual. The Supreme Court, as you know, a couple of big things are kind of in their wheelhouse, but still we have no replacement for Scalia, and there hasn't been any movement. Do you just think that that's how it's going to stand, and whoever becomes president next, because of the politics of the day, is going to ultimately have that turn to nominate somebody, and see if they get approved?
Well, I think it's going to turn out that way, Kate. But I will, you know, give a warning to the Senate Republicans in races like Rob Portman of Ohio, Senator Kirk over in Illinois. You know, some other races, there's five critical races. This thing is bubbling to the top about not even having a hearing on nominees. Of course, once they have a hearing, it's hard to stop anything. So I think it's going to remain lame until after November. But I think the Senate may pay a price for this. The Republicans may lose a couple of seats potentially over this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob Ney, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much for hanging late with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, so you heard what Bob had to say. What's your two cents on all of this? 855-266-5283. I loved his analogy. The gold is in California. So, wow. How about that? You know, Trump's convention manager is saying, listen, there's not going to be a second ballot. So now the conversation is turning a bit without a question. Is the outlook for Trump, is it still murky? Is it ask again later if we had the magic eight ball and we were shaking it and asking the question? I mean, this is still a big New York win for Trump and for Clinton. But what is the power play? Is it really California? I think Bob makes a great point. What happens in California when you think of what's at stake and the craziness of the delegates and how every single state is different, how they count? Certainly, the Golden State plays a big part in this. I mean, and how far will the Republican establishment guys go to stop Trump from getting that nomination? That still is the very big question. We're going to talk about that, plus floods and earthquakes. Oh my, the people in Ecuador and the people in Houston have something in common. I'll tell you what next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up.
Regrouping, talking about what just happened in New York, plus some of what I think is horrific of what is happening to people on the suffering side. Mother Nature can be so cruel. And when we talk about cruelty, boy, the people in Houston, Texas has gotten smashed with massive amounts of rain and certainly flooding in a lot of areas. But it seems that Houston has gotten it the worst. I mean, we're talking about now they found yet another person who has died as they go about searching. This sixth person was found more than a foot of rain. I mentioned this in a previous show, but you had a reporter that actually saved a man from some of the floods that were overtaking him while he was doing a TV live shot. So good for the guy for helping. But boy, it is unbelievable the amount of rain that has come down and what it's done. You think of all the rivers and the bodies of water that are in that area, Houston and San Antonio, etc. So it's the sixth person confirmed. The Houston mayor, Sylvester Turner, said, "There's nothing I can say that's going to ease the frustration. We certainly can't control the weather." And that's it. Can't control Mother Nature. Flash flooding and a 50% chance of more were possible on Tuesday, and everybody was clinching, just praying that was going to happen, because 18 inches fell in 24 hours. scores of subdivisions flooded, most schools closed. Houston's Metropolitan Transit resumed service midway through Tuesday. Most highways were finally opened again, but it's bad, and it just depends on where you are. They call it gumbo, meaning soft soil. So they've got this soft soil and this big population boom. They've turned empty-ish kind of pastures into housing developments all over the suburbs, and it makes it very vulnerable to high water. Understanding it better makes sense to me now as to why people are in the situation that they're in. So the question is this engineering? Could they have done something better? And they say, really, no, not unless they had talked about some kind of alterations, maybe 35 to 40 years ago, because they don't have adequate green space for water runoff, or some of them do, but not all of them do, and this is part of the problem. So the planning of this and the sustainability, boy, oh boy, the damage from these flash floods. You know, this is a city that had 90,000 people last year. It's a major cog. So you've got people wondering, boy, we are so vulnerable here. We are so vulnerable to this weather because of what's going on with the floodplain and all this excess water. So Houston, the worst. We move from the floods to what's happened in Ecuador. While you were sleeping, it wasn't too long ago that Ecuador was rocked to the core by a deadly earthquake. And they're still digging out from this earthquake. Rescuers are just racing to find survivors from the quake, or they were. And it was so much worse than originally thought. As we took the show to Ecuador, you know, we went to Guayaquil and we were in a couple of different other areas. So what happened is they say it's one of the strongest earthquakes in decades, and it's flattened towns, killed at least 433 people. People that were trapped. There's been people that have been trapped underneath rubble. And they've rescued them, which is amazing. 36 hours. There was a story about a guy who was trapped for 36 hours. The quake over the weekend, Saturday, 7.8. Wow, 7.8. So you got teams all over the place looking for dozens of people that are still missing. You know, they have one city there, Manta. There was 50 rescue workers with trained dogs, hydraulic jacks, and they managed to free 8 people trapped for about 32-some hours. They were there stuck after a shopping center collapsed, but the amazing part is they rescued them. How amazing is that? That's the best word I can use, that you've got these people that survived. So that's why the rescue was so key to get there as fast as possible. The U.S. is sending a bunch of experts, and they're sending 100,000 in assistance. They've just tried to, you know, the president of Ecuador, Rafael Correa, has spent the last couple of days just touring these flattened towns. And he said the quake had caused $3 billion in damage and 3% of gross domestic product, and rebuilding would take years. It's just going to be an incredibly long, long battle. And, you know, Ecuador, as we found out in our trip to Guayaquil, is one of those places that's the haves and the have-nots, certainly. So it's not a country that really gives a leg up to the super poor in that area. And that's a scary thing when you think of these makeshift camps and whatnot that are now in these other neighborhoods, it makes the plight of the super poor, I think, even worse for the country of Ecuador. So keep them in your thoughts, and the people of Houston, too, because it is rough sliding in both of those areas. Absolutely. We move on from that and talk. We're going to talk more about what's happened in New York and the significance of New York and the fact that Corey Lewandowski stays in the Trump shakeup and that Trump's trying to change things around. Some of the, I won't say some of the imagery, just, you know, the staff changes. It's kind of what happens when you get this deep into a campaign. We really see it with everybody. But these are big, big wins for both Clinton and Trump. And how wild would it be? I know we've talked about this before. All seriousness, if it comes down to Trump and Hillary Clinton, I mean, can you imagine two basic de facto, well, he's a New Yorker and she is a sort of New Yorker, adopted New Yorker, that are going head to head? Would you have ever thought this up? And the answer is no. You would not have thought of this. If I said, what do you think is the impossible candidate? You just wouldn't have said that. You wouldn't have said, oh, I think one day we're going to see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Yeah, they're going to be, for their respective parties, they're going to be the nominees. That's who we're going to see crash up against each other and then let the voters sort it out. I don't think so. I don't think this is what we would have thought. I said to someone the other day, or actually they said to me, they flipped it around, you know, those great what-if questions. What if anybody that you liked could run? Who would you pick? Who would you pick? I jokingly said, Captain Obvious. And the answer is, what I think we should see in a president, I don't know. I would have to, I know whoever it is would be somebody who wouldn't run, because it wouldn't be a political person. I can tell you that already. Not somebody who's part of the system. I don't think so. I think it would be somebody who's an idealist, somebody who is a uniter, but not afraid to say, this is how, you know, this is what's happening, and I'm not backing down, and I'm taking the heat. If it's a screw up, it's me. And whether or not I have, of course, I have the cabinet around me, and if this is just one branch of government, but I'm going to take responsibility. I like those people. I like the loyal people, the people who stand up, the people who are authentic, the real authentic, not the fake. Ooh, we like authentic people. And I'm not sure who that would be. Would it be someone from the business world that I respect who's reached out beyond traditional business? Maybe. A real innovator? Maybe. You may have even a better answer. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost.
for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Time to talk numbers. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. There's a lot of numbers to talk about, honestly. And I looked at a couple of different ways to do that this time around. Let's start with the elections, right? Because 2016, the path to the wild and crazy conventions in Philadelphia and in Cleveland are going to look like this. When we talk about delegate count, Trump now up to 840, Clinton 1,862. So here's the scoop. That was heading into this. Now, once we throw in New York, and Donald Trump had 60% of the vote, so that was a good thing. Remember, he needed more than 50, really. He needed just over 50 to not have some of the delegates go back to the rest of the crew. So it's a numbers game. He's pulling closer. What's really interesting is that Trump won, or looks to win officially, almost all of New York's 95 Republican delegates, easily beating Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. 60% of the statewide vote is good. So the billionaire could win all the delegates if his eventual vote total remains above the 50%, which is, that is pretty much where we are. You know, you still have some finagling to do where you're like at 99% in. But, you know, it's still comes down to, geez, we're so close. You know, the voting in New York had crazy irregularities. More than 125,000 people missing from the New York City voter rolls. That's disturbing. The city has about 4 million voters considered active for the primaries. And the New York City comptroller, Scott Stringer, ordered an audit of the city elections board after it confirmed the names had been removed from voter rolls. He told the board in a letter it was consistently disorganized, chaotic, and inefficient. It is absurd, and I agree with him, it is absurd that in a city like New York, they can't get this thing right. Are you kidding? And then you look at the delegates for Clinton, and, she's got the lead of 244 pledged delegates over Sanders. It makes him impossible to overcome that deficit and capture the amount needed for the nomination that would allocate the delegates proportionally based on the state's results. So it's Hillary and it is Donald Trump. Donald Trump tweeted out at the real Donald Trump, "Thank you, New York. I love you. Hashtag make America great again. Trump 2016. How about that? So, because all news breaks in the Trump world on the Twittersphere. If he were president, I think they'd have to comb through his tweets before he would be able to tweet them out. So, yeah, you know, with over 60-some percent, that's absolutely huge, needless to say. And the same thing for Clinton, when you look at the counts. They're there. You know, they're at 90-some, 94, 95, percent. I do think the voter stripped from the rolls is crazy. I do think some of the cockamamie ways that they come up with devise these plans to come up with delegates is insane. And what do the exit polls show in New York? And these are numbers. Exit polls show the moderate Republicans turning out. So how about that? Moderate Republicans and staunch Dems were the ones that were out there doing the balloting, leveling their ballots to make them count. And I think that shows something. And just let me give you some numbers there. So roughly one in about three quarters of Republican voters said they identify as Republican, a little more than the average of 68% who identify that way in other states. 83% of Democratic voters say they consider themselves Democrats, a measure of party loyalty only topped in Nevada, South Carolina, and Mississippi. How about that? Only 23% in these exit polls for the Republicans identified themselves as very conservative. So far less than the average of 35% in other states polled during their contest. Also, as we bounce around, Hillary Clinton won the support of women, 61%, non-white voters, 67%, and Democrats looking for an experienced candidate, that was the question, 90%. Trump won 68% of Republicans who wanted someone who could bring a change, 84% of voters looking for an outsider, and convinced 56% of voters he had the best shot at beating Clinton. So there you have it. By the numbers, a little bit more on New York and what that looks like. Let's put it that way. What does that look like? All right, let's pop around to something else that's happening in the world besides, believe it or not, numbers and getting closer to the convention, as I mentioned, and the importance of results, because we're in results season. How about this sad story about the Taliban? Oh, yes, they're alive and well, attacking and killing 28 and hurting more than 300. You know, so much focus is on ISIS. Trust me, there are others. Dozens were killed in Kabul. That's where the attack was. I saw a little bit of video from that area, and it was, of course, horrific. It seems that we have seen before an explosion. The cowardly, deadly way out, a suicide maniac, and that's exactly what happened. And so 28 people were immediately killed. And some of the victims were women and children, because, of course, they don't care if they take out children, don't care if they take out women. It's about making the statement. And a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives in a private parking lot behind a compound, destroying the back wall of a building. A second attacker entered the building, who then died in a gun battle with the security people they had on the grounds 2 hours later, so certainly holding them at bay. But the first one blew up his car on the gate of the department, and then the other attackers went in and started shooting. They said there's just tons of gunfire everywhere, you know, everywhere you looked. And there were a lot of people in a state of shock. In Kabul, once again, another sad day. Parents running to the doors to take their children, get them, you know, the schools were in the explosion area, get them out of the way. And, in fact, the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said such attacks are just a sign of Taliban weakness, and it shows the insurgents are unable to meet Afghan forces on the battlefield, so they have to resort to terror attacks, and that's why they did that. And that's what that shows. But it doesn't help the people, because the people are the innocent victims who are just going about their everyday life, and this is what you live with. This is part of the deal that, oh, we're not winning on the battlefield, then let's just make a statement. Who are we going to throw the grenade on? And that's it. That's what happened. The suicide attack, by the way, was near the U.S. Embassy, so very close to the U.S. Embassy. All right, how about this one, motoring into something else that has to deal with numbers. The Air Force is blaming a crash that killed 14 on this goggles case. So this story somebody actually sent to me, and it may be one of the stranger sad stories, but stranger stories that I've read recently. So this C-130J cargo plane killed 14 people in Afghanistan, remember, back in October. It's being blamed on the misuse of night vision goggles case. They did an investigation. That's what they found. The flight crashed 28 seconds after it took off from Jalalabad Airport near the Afghan-Pakistani border. On October 2nd, it was heading to Bagram Airfield, and initially the Taliban said Islamist fighters had downed the plane, but the military thought that they doubted that almost from the beginning. And sure enough, the report revealed the circumstances. It was a harmless but deadly mistake. A small hard shell night vision goggles case. And see, so people were killed when the plane hit a guard tower. It was nasty. And when the plane was on the ground, the pilot replaced, when the plane was on the ground loading and offloading its cargo, the pilot placed the goggles case in front of the cockpit yoke, which is used to steer the plane during flight. So the pilot put the case there to prop up part of the plane's tail to help the loading team deal with some tail cargo. And the goggles case was never removed from the cockpit yoke. Yikes. So during the first seconds of takeoff, the plane's nose started to pitch up too far. The pilot tried to adjust by moving the yoke forward, but the goggles case blocked the yoke and didn't realize it. Oh, my gosh. And as someone who has flown a plane, I can imagine, I'm talking about a small plane, I can imagine how it's an awful, innocent mistake, but how deadly it would be. So they said it was a responsibility of the pilot and the co-pilot to remember to remove the goggles case, even though it wasn't on their checklist before takeoff, which, of course, that makes sense. But there were a few captains that were killed as a result of this, and very sad, guys in their 20s in the service who, unfortunately, were part of this horrible, horrible accident. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way down the lane as we sprint to the finish line here on America Tonight.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Walks further down the street, ooh, wait, hello. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the dark waves, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Another one gets it, but another one bites the dust.
Before we bite the dust for this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, how you doing? So, I call this segment a little of this, a little of that. You know, kind of like when you're cooking and somebody doesn't really have the directions, the recipe, is a better way to say that, the right recipe. We just put a little of this, put a little of that. My mother used to say that to me all the time. Anybody can cook if they just follow the recipe. But I sort of disagree because I think some have the magical touch and some try hard, but they are just not quite as good. And she was a good cook, so I think she didn't give herself enough credit. I do think there is definitely a science to that. So in this edition of A Little of This and A Little of That, how about the, I mean, there is just some crazy stories out there. Beyond the pale sometimes. I mean, seriously. Beyond the pale. I'm not talking about feats. I'm talking about just some crazy things. So, let me give you a few of them. I was looking at this story, and it made me think of this because of the danger of how much we need water, but then, of course, the dangers of water and how we protect ourselves from having water interlope into our areas by blocking it off with dams and whatnot. And I saw a piece. It might have been on CNN or Fox. I don't know where it was, but one of the websites I was perusing. So I'll give them both credit for it when people are looking around to do stories. And they did a story on on a dam, and they said it's the world's most dangerous dam, and it's the Mosul dam. And they say there's only one of the two bottom outlet gates that's functioning, and it spits out water in this white churn. And the Mosul Dam is considered the most dangerous, or certainly one of them. They said it was completed in the 1980s, and it was considered a necessity. Turkey was building its own barges further upstream, and the government of then President Saddam Hussein feared they could cause a water shortage. See, it all comes back to water. Think how when we want to trace things, money and water. So almost 2 miles, they say, and they say it's 371 feet tall. So it's Iraq's largest hydroelectric dam. It produces power for thousands of homes, but they have constant problems. It's built on this soft gypsum rock, which erodes. So underground repairs, that's what they're constantly doing, to make sure this thing doesn't basically explode on them or implode on them. And they've got these machines that drill bore holes that have to be filled with concrete, grouting, of course, which happens daily. On average, about 2 tons of concrete are pumped into the bore holes that line the 1.4-mile stretch of the dam where they're seeing those repairs that are needed every single day to solidify the foundations. Can you imagine? Now, I was thinking the Hoover Dam is fascinating. If you ever get a chance, put it on your bucket list. Vegas isn't all about cards and craps and crazy no clocks on the wall and any act you possibly want to see. There's also the Hoover Dam that's there, and it separates. You go on the dam and you see Arizona and Nevada, which is cool, the two different time zones. But if you take a tour of the dam, wow, it is freaky. It's freaky how they built it, and to me, that looks like, of course, in the movies, it constantly is exploding. But to me, it looks like, with the sensors and everything, how just if a dam falls beyond a certain level, if it fails, what that means. And this dam, what's happening there in the Middle East, boy, it is frightening. And imagine with all of the various terror networks, if one of them got a hold of some of those weak parts of the dam, that would be one way they could really get to the people. So in a little of this and a little of that, when you think of dams, and if you've ever toured any, and I think in the United States, you know, to me, the dam to tour is definitely the Hoover Dam. I used to take people there all the time when I lived in Vegas, and would take the tour, and I thought it was just so unbelievably fascinating. But that dam there in Mosul is incredibly wickedly weak, and that could be a game changer, period, in the Middle East. Really, really could be. All right, boy, oh boy, we hear about these bear attacks, and it's removed from my mind other than hearing about them, talking to people in Alaska or other places. But the latest is this bear mauled a professor, mauled a professor was a brown bear. They say it was a brown bear that got to this assistant professor on a mountain near Haines, Alaska. And boy, I'll tell you, you're out in the wilderness, and there is that possibility of what do you do you think, you know, you're a good hiker, you think you know what you're doing, and you feel relatively safe, but, you know, this professor, Forrest Wagner, was with a group of students and teaching assistants. They were running a mountaineering class on Monday when he tangled with a brown bear, you know, that got near him. No students were hurt, but they were evacuated when the bear who had cubs was seen again. Troopers say that a student hiked into his cell phone range to report the attack. They rescued the professor from the mountain through the helicopter. They flew him to intensive care in critical condition. He's listed in serious condition. So, you know, I mean, he was mauled pretty darn badly. And we'll see if he survives, but he's with all these students. And luckily, nobody else was hurt in this. But the Alaska Department of Fish and Game say a biologist is planning to interview the students about the attack when they get to Juneau so they can find out more and help in these situations. Because, you know, you had about 11 people or so that were, you know, that were there. And, boy, this is a guy who was Mr. Outdoors. He was at the university since 2006. He teaches rock and ice climbing, backcountry navigation, glacier travel, mountaineering. You're serious, dude, if you're doing that. So he knew what he was doing, but what happened with the bear, something spooked it and it went after him, and who knows what those, you know, more of those details, but very, 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 I think it's very, very scary. Let's put it that way. We started the show talking about the election and the results, and in case you just tuned in, you're saying, why is she talking about a brown bear attack and all that other stuff? So the big news is, no shock, Trump wins huge in New York, all over New York. So forget the divvying up the delegates, and Hillary Clinton wins as well, wins big enough, both of them taking their home state. Now it's on to other greener delegate-rich pastures, and the biggest one probably being what will happen in California, because California is going to be California is always big because of the amount of delegates, and now the way this is playing out, probably even just a little bit bigger. I think the nonsense that happened in the primary, the ridiculousness, is the people who were on the rolls who didn't count. They had about 125,000 people missing from the New York City voter rolls, and they had other problems with what they call irregularities. How about, yo, get it straight, okay? Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.